In today's episode, we are talking about how your money scripts and your psychology about money can really impact your business and your life. Have you ever thought about that? Did you know that you have a money script or how you deal with money? We're talking about that in today's episode, and you do not want to miss this because I guarantee you this could change your life. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, and we are here with She Launches Podcast, and we are talking about money today, the dinero, the moolah. We're talking about the money and how your financial beliefs, how you think about money can shape your business and your life. I hope you guys are ready for this one today because we are going to talk about it. And I am glad that this was the one that I thought about doing today because it is important to all of us. Did you know that you have a money script? And what is a money script? We're going to talk about this in a second, but there is And this idea that how you see money and how you deal with money can shape and impact not only your business, but your entire life. And there is a psychology of money mindset. There is a psychology around it. It can be something that can be detrimental to you. It's about how you spend. It's about how you save. Do you save? It's about how you see things that you're doing, how you see your life, your lifestyle. Like sometimes what I think we do is we are in life, but sometimes we don't slow down enough to see what's happening. You know, when I think a lot about, you know, the old saying, you know, you got to stop and smell the roses, right? It started to make sense to me as I got older. When I was younger, I didn't understand it, but I understand it now because it's about, for me, part of it is, am I stopping long enough to understand, not only to see what's happening in the right now, but to understand more about what's happening in the right now. This psychology of money mindset is your attitude about money, your beliefs about money. Did you know you have beliefs around money? Your feelings around money, right? And it all impacts how you deal with that. Like, have you ever thought about this? And I've done a webinar before on wealth mastery, but I'm actually going to redo it and change it because it's going to be more about what we're talking about and what I'm talking about today, because I really want to help people dig into how they see money and how money impacts. Because do you know that sometimes we sabotage ourselves with money and we may not psychologically know it? And for many of us, but really for most of us, the way we see money started in childhood. Did you know that? Did you know that? Like, I grew up poor and it was always this need, right? Or it was always this hustle for money, or it was always this scarcity of money, right? And in a lot of respects, it was, you know, hoarding it or, you know, getting it by any means necessary, even if that wasn't always an honest way to get it, right? And as you grow up, you know, you want to do things honestly, but do you really still have some of that in the back of your head, always trying to get something for nothing, always trying to, you know, get a discount? That's me. I'm going to say it. Y'all pray for me. Like, always trying to get, you know, more for less, right? And that can impact how you deal with your business. That can impact how you're dealing with your children, right? I said, if you're poor, if you hustled, if you had abundance, if you have lack, right? And watch this. So for many of us, that money mindset, let's say if you grew up poor, if you grew up with lack, if I'm going to say the one thing where I knew it impacted me is when I went to college. And let me tell you how. How many of you guys went to college? You may be one of the first generation, or you didn't have a lot of direction in college, and you got that several thousand dollar financial aid check. I'm telling you, you couldn't have told me I wasn't rich. You could not have told me them couple of thousand dollars I wasn't eating off the fat of the land. You couldn't tell me that, right? And then because you grow up poor or you grow up with lack, you're going to go spend. You're going to go spend and get some of those things that you always wish you could have. You're going to go do some of those things you always wish you're going to do. Shoot, we're going to take trips. You know, we might have to road trip, but nowadays we get on an airplane, right? And then what you realize happened is you got more college and semester left than you have money, because the money is gone. Now you're trying to figure out how you're going to even do the bare minimum of eat, pay the rent, right? Put gas in a car if you even had a car. But that spending and that desire to have was directly related to the not having as I grew up. I know I'm not the only person that's had that, right? And so you can see how that mindset hindered you. You can see how when, if you grew up a certain way and your mom or your dad or your grandma, whoever, said no, 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 no all the time, now you know you say yes, 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 even if you don't have, right? Even if it's not part of the plan, I'm telling you, there is a psychology to it. It is based in our culture, right? Depending on your cultural background, there are some cultures that decide we're going to save regardless of what happens. I know that there are many Asian families, many Hmong families that will live a lot of people to a household so that they can save money. And then you get some cultures where it's like, mm-mm, I don't want mama living with me, or I don't want to live with my mom. I don't want my sister living with me, right? And therefore you may struggle more, or you may save more based on some of your culture, right? You can do this based, you can have your money script is based on your education and the things that you've learned, the things that you've seen, you haven't seen, formal, informal, your life experiences, right? Like if something happened, and I remember a sister telling me once that I was coaching that she ended up taking a persona, watch this, a male persona when she got divorced, because her husband at the time was the main breadwinner. And she was in a place then when she had to take care of her kids, and she had to take on almost like a masculine personality, because she said, I will never allow myself to be in this position again. So I got to hustle. I got to do what I got to do, you know, and she realized how she had shifted based on that experience, that life experience of what she said, what the thing she said, this will never be the case. This will never be the case again, right? And so we have these money mindsets, and not only do they impact us in our life, they can impact us in our business. If you were one that would spend, you might spend too much in your business. If you're frugal, you might be too frugal on or frugal, not just necessarily too frugal, but frugal on your business. Like, these things, you don't just have it in one area of your life most of the time, you don't have it in another, right? Because they manifest themselves in different ways in different areas of your life. So basically, there are four money scripts. We're going to talk about that. And this is, we're talking about, I'm shifting into how you can improve your finances. And it's about understanding these money scripts. So these money scripts are based on the Klontz, that is the person that developed these money mindset, this, excuse me, these money scripts. His last name is Klontz, K-L-O-N-T-Z. If you want to look it up, and scripts inventory. So the Klontz money script inventory. And he said that there are four money scripts that we have. The first one, and watch this, you might find yourself dealing with many of the four, right? So number one is money avoidance. There are people who live a life where they feel like they don't deserve it. You have to live a meager life, right? You kind of have to live a life where, like you just don't deserve, like, I don't deserve to drive a car like that. I don't deserve a house like that because of whatever experiences, because you have this idea, this ideology that you want to avoid this appearance of a particular status because it just shouldn't be you. I'm going to tell you, this is not my money script. I can tell you that for sure, right? But there are people, and this is especially people of faith, right? I have found this more dealing with people of faith than anybody else. Some pastors believe that, you know, you should just have a life where it's a life that does not include abundance here on this side of earth, because you'll get that in heaven. So that happens with a lot of people, and therefore you live your life like that. So that's number one, money avoidance. Number two is money worship. Money worship, people that have money scripts believe that money can solve all of their problems, right? And there are people that just say, just if I get money, it will fix this or it will fix that, or it will fix most of that. But most of the time, people that have a worship of money believe that they have to get it because it's going to solve their problems of where they are, their frustrations, and so on and so forth. So that's number two. Number three is money status. And money equals status. But the reality of those with this money script is that it's kind of always out of reach, right? So you always want the money, but, and you know that money will put you in this category. It's going to help you with this. And these are people who are more averse to risk taking, more averse to gambling, more averse to overspending or compulsive buying, right? Because that compulsive buying, that them Michael Kors and Coach and, you know, Louis Vuitton, and, you know, some of them name brands that I'm just now learning are more expensive than I even knew existed, right? That you want to get those things because it means something, because it gives you this feeling of status. Buying a particular car that you want to have, that you really know it, you can't, you're trying to afford the car, but you forgot about the car insurance. That might set somebody free right there. And you forgot about the gas that you need, because you need super unleaded, right? You need all of that. And don't be in California and do that, right? But but because it means this status thing for you, right? And so you will overspend because of the look of it. And then number four is money vigilance, is that you work and save, you are frugal, you are concerned, you can be concerned about your finances a lot. So there's this vigilance to say, you know, I want to make sure that there, you know, if a rainy day comes up, I can take care of it. But you do it so much that you never really enjoy anything that you could do, because you always are anticipating that rainy day. So you can get concerned about your finances. Now, money vigilance can be good if it's done healthy, right? But it can lead to anxiety about money. And really what it is we have to get ourselves to a place where we are trying to improve our money mindset, right? We want to get to a place where we can improve it. We want to have an understanding that money can be something different for us, right? And so I'm looking at a study that was done by the Aspen Wealth Management, and they're talking about, within the four categories, there are 10 money scripts that you could be telling yourself. Right. So I want to tell you these because I want to make sure you know what they are. Are you telling yourself that money will make things better? Right. right? Are you telling yourself that money is bad? Are you telling yourself I don't deserve money? Or are you telling yourself I deserve to spend money, right? Are you telling yourself that there will never be enough money? Are you telling yourself there will always be enough money, right? Are you telling yourself money is unimportant? Are you telling yourself that money will give my life meaning? Are you telling yourself it's not nice or necessary to talk about money? Now, some people just don't even want to talk about it. Are you telling yourself if you are good, the universe will supply or God will supply all of your needs, right? We know he's going to supply them, but is that helping you to get where it is that you need to go, right? And I want you to think about this because this can affect how you manage your money and your finances. And once you've identified this, and once you begin to think about it, once you begin to have conversations about it, like, are we having conversations even with our children about money? Right? Are we talking to them about bills? I know that when my son was younger, I never wanted to talk to him about bills and money because I was just taking care of stuff. But I feel like in a lot of respects, I did him a disservice in his younger years. And maybe, and I'm going to say maybe part of that is that I was more conscious about money and the lack of when I was a kid. I mean, we had food stamps. We was going around to the different stores and trying to get 90 cents on the dollar. So we was going in with the book of food stamps and we was trading them in by buying cheap candy or something cheap so we can get the 90 cents so that we can spend, because you can only spend food stamps on certain things. And so we were trying to get the money and parlay the money for our parents so they could do more stuff, right? So I think, and I knew how much bread cost, 3 loaves for a dollar then. I knew how to go shopping, and my auntie was telling me, get the hamburger meat where they put them in packages, you know, for a dollar, because that was how she needed them packaged. Like, we knew how to go to the store and look for the cheapest stuff. When my son started going to the store, you guys, Lord have mercy. Son, did you read? Did you just grab stuff? That was my fault. He not looking on the shelf to try to get the cheapest one. I said, son, do you see how much this costs? But how would he know if he wasn't taught? Right? And so I'm saying that I did him a disservice not educating him more on money when he was younger, just so he can understand the value. Obviously, he has a much better understanding and even does a much better job of saving right now and understanding these things because I'm teaching him. He understands what credit cards are and he understands how to read the APR. He understands why overspending and eating out all the time, how it's going to impact your future, not just your right now on my way to heaven, but your future, right? Because if you don't have a handle of it now, it's going to mess you up for your future. If you don't have a handle on it now, how can you really want to start a business where you're going to have to put a lot of money into this business to get started? But you don't have enough. You don't have a handle on your spending. I want you guys to be asking yourselves that. I'm challenging those of you who are listening to have open and honest conversations with your kids, open and honest conversation with your family, your partners, your spouses, aunties, uncles. Talk to people about money, because oftentimes we are doing this in the dark, and it's, we're passing on not good information. That's really what I want to say, because because we're not talking about it, because the goal is to improve our relationship with money. Our money beliefs impact our behaviors with money consciously and unconsciously. And now that you are listening to this podcast, you can't unhear that. You can choose to, but you can't unhear that there is something that has happened with how you deal with money. And is it healthy? Are the things that you're doing healthy? Are the things that you're sharing healthy? Can you go into a store and not spend? Do you have an incredible over an abundance amount of clothes that you don't wear? Because they say, I think studies show that we do about maybe 20% of our closet. That's how much we wear on a daily basis. But people got my closet, the other closet, and the other closet downstairs, right? Like, Do you have an over an abundance of shoes? Do you have, and listen, I know that my sisters out there, I know y'all love shoes. I know you love purses. I know you love, I'm not suggesting that you become a minimalist like me. Like, when I got sick 10 years ago, at the time of this recording, I started watching stuff on TV and something just shifted in me. And I was like, I don't need all this stuff. Then unfortunately I gave away too much, but I digress, right? I'm not saying not enjoy. I'm not saying that. But if you're ready, if you needed to, if you were ready to start a business and you wanted a business coach, can you spend $5,000 to $10,000 on it? Given that you really, in essence, if you had a healthy relationship with money, you could do that, right? Could you get a franchise if you wanted it? Do you have enough money in your account? You're not overspent on your cards. You have equity in your house to be able to do something, make some big moves, like some big legacy moves, right? Like, that's what I want us to be able to do. And that's going to be based on how we see money, how we deal with money, and how money is impacting our behaviors. That's what I have for you today. I really would like some feedback on this particular episode. Make sure that you hit the like button, the follow button, and whatever platform you're on, whatever phone you have, hit that bell so you'll know when an episode comes up. You guys know I go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday like clockwork. That's what it is that we do. Even when I don't feel well, clockwork. This is what it is we do. And so make sure you do that. If this episode was good, give it a thumbs up, because this will help more people get access to this episode. And make sure that you share it with somebody that you know needed to hear it. I want to end with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for giving me this particular episode to begin having conversations with all of us, Father, about money, and even the reminders to me, Father, about how I have to get better at how I see money and how I am looking towards money. I'm asking, Father, that you break down some money barriers, that you help people to get healthy with their psychology about money, that they are having conversations with their families about money. God, because I know the Bible does not say the love of money, that money is the root of all evil. Father, I know it says the love of money is the root of all evil, Father. And I want us to be able to use it as the tool that is intended to use in a healthy way to not only bless us, our families, but also be an asset to you in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I hope this was a blessing to you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.